Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I want to impress it upon you how important it is for you to become a follower. And for those of you who have not followed me, you are to follow the leader. I'm going to be taking you somewhere. If you can walk with me now, I'll let you run with me later. Yes, we're going to be taking a run for our life. We're going to be talking about that all exclusive topic that everyone's talking about around the world, that coronavirus. We can't stop talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to take a look at it from a different perspective. Yes, sometimes we can go in and max out where we can't find those doctors that are specialists or nurses that are able to cure anything. They've already told us it's going to be a year before they come up with a cure. We can't wait for a year to happen. We have to start looking into our crystal balls in advance before many, many more people transpire. Now, my question would be, would someone please give some statistics of how many of those patients have walked in that hospital and how many have walked out healed and cured? And what other alternatives are they applying to these sick patients in the hospital? They say the nurses are doing a good job. Then help us. Tell us what you're doing that is different than what you were doing before. Otherwise, we are harvesting potential dead vessels in the hospital. We have a number of people going in but not coming out. Now, we want to test. Yes, I think it's great that you want to test, but after testing, you must offer these people a cure. Just testing is not enough to say that we are going to have you. Don't look for a cure. Then will this be a repetitious situation where you will be constantly testing and people will have to be tested over and over again? And if that is the case, then there is no outcome to this testing. Now we've got lay people setting up shops all over for non-for-profit organizations to do the testing. It seems like people are running towards this because their non-for-profit can benefit from doing all of this testing. And we know it won't amount to anything until another year from now. Who are we fooling? We must look at other alternatives. Now, when the president came in and gave names of other pharmaceutical drugs that could possibly help and that could possibly cure some of these people, was any of that information taken seriously? Did they incorporate any of those medicines to see if they could really save lives? Or are we still dragging our feet about the cure? I want to hear more about the cure than just the testing. I want to hear how many people are really looking to our alternative medicine. Have we said anything about a Dr. Sebi or a Dr. Save Me? Have we said anything about Dr. Loyola Africa's cures? We know for a fact that Dr. Sebi had gone to court for claiming he could cure the AIDS infection, and he won. he did cure someone of AIDS. It's documented. This is not according to Omi. Let me offer a disclaimer. Everything that I say here today, you cannot equate to Facebook Live, to YouTube, or to Spreaker. You cannot. These are the views of Omi only that I'm expressing, and I have a right to my views. Now, we got protesters all over here and in other states with their internet, and they want some answers. Now, we got nurses coming out to meet those people that are out there marching. And the nurses are snubbing their shoulder at some of these people who are out there on the picket line. Now, is this a state thing? Have the nurses been paid to come out and to want this? Or should they stay behind doors where they belong, where they're supposed to be healing people? Now, I do know a little bit about the medical field. I worked on the front line in the emergency room in respiratory therapy, right there alongside the doctors and the nurses, helping to intubate and to use the AMBU bag to bring individuals back to a breathing state. Now, I've just heard that a number of respirators not use the president to produce more ventilators. Now, the nurses were talking about all the work that it takes to turn a patient and move a patient, putting them on their stomach. Now, if you are just keeping a dead corpse alive, that's a ventilator, and we do know that a lot of people, they put on ventilators that never come off, and they're harvesting a dead brain cell, someone who will never go home and function on their own. Now, we need statistics, to know what are the number of those patients on ventilator? What is their percentage of oxygen? How long do they perceive that they're going to keep them on the ventilator? And who's incurring this expense from these ventilators? Is the government taking it on? And I'd like to know if anyone on board me to talk about, let's take a look at some alternative medicine. Since we don't have a clue of what we're dealing with, and we don't think we'll have a cure anytime soon before next year, let's look at witch doctors. That's right. Because when most Caucasian people get sick and they know that there are cures in other countries, they proceed to go to these other and some have gone as far as Spain. We got all these things to our disposal. Africa hasn't been hit as hard as we have. So my anyone decided alternative